Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And I am so excited that you're here with me today for a conversation that is not only inspiring, but I'll tell you, it gives you hope. It gives you the spark of possibility. And I have a question for everyone listening. What if everything in your life, the positive and seemingly negative, was all happening for a reason and leading you toward your highest good? And what if you could find proof of this in your own life? My friend, the universe, our angels, guides, and loved ones on the other side are always talking to us, guiding us, directing us, and rerouting us when we make a wrong turn. It's time to learn how to start listening to the messages being sent every day. And that's why I'm so excited to have my guest here with me today, Tammy Mastroberti. She is the number one Amazon best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Universe is Talking to You. Tap into signs and synchronicity to reveal magical moments every day. As a spiritual teacher, she focuses on helping people get unstuck in every area of their lives using simple spiritual practices and tools. She regularly hosts online masterclasses and releases weekly YouTube videos teaching a range of body, mind, spirit topics, including taming the chaos and opening up to signs and synchronicities from the universe and loved ones on the other side. Tammy was a featured expert in the films Dream Big and The Truth About Prosperity, has been featured everywhere, Authority Magazine, Parade.com, Thrive Global. She'll be featured in the upcoming issue of Aspire Magazine, and she's been a guest on several radio shows. Tammy, I am so excited to have you here for this fun conversation.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so very much for having me here.
You're welcome. As I was telling you off air, I spent my Mother's Day in sacred space out in nature reading your book. And I was like in my favorite chair in the sun and just diving in. And as I shared with you, we have so many synchronicities in our mutual life paths, right? And how our lives unfolded, how our spiritual journey. So it felt like reading an old friend's book. So
awesome.
I just wanted to let you know that because I really loved the content. So let's talk about that. Like, what started your journey or what ignited you on your spiritual path that led you to the work you're doing today?
It honestly, my spiritual background was I grew up Catholic, like literally Catholic school through eighth grade, and then went to a public high school, which was like shell shock after wearing uniforms for such a long time. And it was just, I seemed like there was so much freedom once I got to high school. But that's really what I grew up in. My mother was very religious. Her mother was very religious. But eventually, and I think a lot of people, I'm sure you can understand that, sort of find themselves on a spiritual path, at some point start to question things and turn away from maybe the belief system they were brought up in. And that's really what happened to me. I've always been a questioning person. I'm a Virgo, so I analyze everything and drive everyone, including myself, crazy. And so it just sort of got to the point for me where I was looking for more. And I really didn't start finding the answers until I was 22 years old, when my mother suddenly died from a brain aneurysm 3 days after Christmas. That was back in 1999. And it really threw me because I didn't really have the belief system that I did have, but it was still there slightly. And so I just started searching. I started looking. I started trying to find answers to, like, the big questions of life, like, why am I here? What is going on? Where is my mother? You know, I had the belief that she could still see me. I had the belief that she was still with me. But I just really started diving into trying to understand everything. And that led me to a medium named George Anderson. And my sister basically pushed me to go and see this person who, you know, this is over 20 years ago. So back at the time, we thought he was the only person who had the ability to communicate. We hadn't really heard about it before. And so there were so many synchronicities that led us to him and getting a reading about 10 months after my mother passed. And that reading opened up so much for me. It literally, I always say, it's like, once you open a door like that, you can't close it again. You've seen too much, right? So it was just like, oh my gosh, there's so much more to this world, to this universe, than I ever could have imagined. And it just sparked me on this journey that led me from one thing to another. Wayne Dyer was a huge part of that for me. Deepak Chopra, all of it sort of led me one thing after another into where I am right now. But it really all started with that tragic experience that now, looking at it, I don't find it as tragic, because I feel that that was meant to happen, right? That was, you know, do I want my mother back? Of course. But had that not happened, would I be where I am today? Would I have gotten here as quickly as I did? Probably not. So that really was the biggest thing that really jump-started me and eventually led me to be where I am here now talking to you.
Well, I got to tell you, Wayne Dyer and all those that you named were the first books I picked up in 91 when I had my come down to my knees moment. Yeah. And you know, I still look back and say, I wouldn't change anything from that path. As you said, you, of course, you'd love your mom here. But the journey we've been on, the journey you've been on, brought us to where we are today. So I want to erase any of that, even though some of it was painful. So I could really relate as I was reading that part of your story in your book. So what, as your journey unfolded, what sparked your interest in signs and synchronicity? Because it's one of my favorite topics with my clients. Even my granddaughter, do you know I have her looking for it? She's 9. And oh my God, she's a magical being. And she'll say, Mama, I got a message today. I go, what did you get? And she goes, I was on the playground and a feather was right there. Even though it was so windy, it was sitting there waiting for me. And I'm like, that's right, baby. They're always around you. So I want her to grow up with that sense of possibility.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Man, I wish they would teach this stuff in schools. I always say that.
Oh, I say the same thing. I'm like, get rid of damn algebra and put some stuff that we can really use.
Exactly. Teach people how the universe works. That would be better.
Yeah. So bring us to that moment where you, that interest in signs and synchronicity began.
Well, honestly, the signs piece of it really started with my mother, because interestingly enough, she started sending signs right away. And one of the questions I get from people a lot is that sometimes they think, oh, well, in order to get a sign, you know, my loved one has to be on the other side for a while. They have to learn how to do it. Like, they think all these things and they think, well, it's going to be a while before I hear from them. And it's just not true in my experience, or even just in friends and family members and students and all the stories that I hear. They're like, you know, it was like 3 days and I heard from them. And I heard from my mother literally, you know, I got signs from her as soon as she passed. So for me, it just started with signs from her. And I just started noticing, you know, what I call like these strange or weird occurrences, where all of a sudden I would see, you know, her birth date. Or one of the biggest ones, I'll never forget, I was sitting at the kitchen table the week after she died, and I looked up at the clock, and the clock had stopped at the time that the 911 call had come in for her. And if you know, the whole story of what happened to her is in the book, but just different things like that. And I started studying it and reading, you know, books by George Anderson and eventually other people, and just learning, okay, how do they communicate? And the funny thing is now, you know, one of the biggest ways they communicate is through anything with electricity or, you know, light bulbs or anything like that. And it's funny because today, you know, over 20 years since my mother has passed, there's so much more technology for them to use than she had available to her. But you know, so many different strange things would happen. We'd be talking about her and light bulbs would blink or go out. And so that really started me on my path of signs, and really was just focusing on her. And then eventually, the more I sort of went down this path and started reading all of the books, like you said, Wayne Dyer's The Power of Intention was a huge one for me. And everything led me, I started realizing like, wow, you know, this sort of happened out of the blue, or how strange, you know, I met this person and then they set me up with this situation. And wow, if I hadn't have met that person. And so it just sort of really had me start realizing, wait a minute, there's like, even though things seem like chaos, there's actually some order, even though we don't realize it. And one of the biggest ones that I talk about is, and I won't go into the whole story, but for me, one of the biggest things that made me realize, wait a minute, something is going on here is when I decided I wanted to go to, this Chopra Center event in New York City. This was back when they had one in New York City, and actually listening to Wayne Dyer's podcast, he talked about them having a Chopra Center. And I thought, oh, I didn't even know they had one. I was working in New York City at the time. That led me to an event there. That event there led me to discover meditation for the first time, like physically actually being trained in some type of meditation, not just trying to do it on my own. And that led me to realize I wanted to work for myself. And then a year later, I wound up, you know, starting my own magazine and actually getting Deepak Chopra on the very first cover of that magazine because of the connection that I made there. So it was funny because I wasn't going to go to the event. And then all of a sudden I got a coupon for like $400 off. And the coupon wasn't even from the Chopra Center. It was from something else. And I thought, and I remember I got the chills and I said to a friend of mine, somebody wants me to go to this. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to go to this. And then when I looked back on all of that and I thought, look at everything that had to line up for me to start this magazine, for me to have Deepak Chopra on the cover, like all of this stuff had to line up, and I didn't do anything. I just sort of followed the clues and followed where I felt I needed to go. And that's when I was like, wait a minute, there's so much going on here, and I need to dive into this more. And that's what really started my path in loving signs and synchronicity and just understanding how all of it works.
I just love stories like that. It always gives me soul giggles. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, Cammie. And when we come back, I want to talk about the difference between a sign and a synchronistic experience, because some of our listeners may not be sure what we mean by those terms.
Sure.
So we'll be right back. I'm with Cammie Mastroberti, number one Amazon bestselling author of the amazing book, The Universe is Talking to You. You can learn more at CammieMastroberti.com. We'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the author of The Universe is Talking to You. So, Tammy, please explain, what you feel the difference is between a sign and a synchronistic experience so our listeners can really decipher what that looks like.
Sure. So for me, what I say the biggest difference is that a sign itself might just be sort of a one-off thing. Like I said, my mother, oftentimes she'll communicate using her birth date, which is May 9th. So I'll see 0509 and I'll say, oh, my mother's around, or I'll see 059 or something like that. And I'll say, oh, that's, hi, mom. Or a lot of times she'll use her name, right? Like I always say when they communicate with us, it's not like Morse code or computer JavaScript. They literally just want to get our attention with something that will make us think of them. So that's just sort of like sometimes a one-off occurrence. Or let's say you're feeling down that day and you go for a walk and you just feel like you're alone and you can't, nobody's helping you and you just sort of feel unloved and you're walking around and maybe you go through a park and all of a sudden you look down and someone wrote in chalk, you are loved, and you get the chills. That's sort of just a one-off sign where the communication is coming through and just trying to sort of jar you out of your, head and your thinking and say, hey, you're not alone. Synchronicity itself is something that is, if you literally look up the definition, it says two or more occurrences, events, situations that are somehow meaningfully related or meaningfully connected. So in the example that I gave before, me hearing Wayne Dyer talk about Deepak Chopra and a Chopra Center in New York sent me to go to that Chopra Center. I was trying to decide if I really wanted to go. I got that coupon and said, and that made me decide to go. I go there. I discover, hey, I don't really want to work 9 to 5 anymore. I want to work for myself, but I don't know what I want to do. Eventually that led me to decide I wanted to start a magazine. And because of the connection there, I was able to, actually get a photo of Deepak and all of this other stuff. And there's a lot more to that story, but it's sort of those little events. So the best way that you can see it is when you can connect the dots to your past, when you can say, oh, I lost this job, but then I got this new job and I wound up meeting my husband, or I got this new job and I wound up meeting a friend and now we started a business together. So you start realizing that even out of tragedy, right, even out of something like my mother's death, there is meaning behind it. There is the cosmos, there is the universe that is really pushing you and directing you toward your highest good. And when you can look back in your own past, and I actually teach an exercise called Follow the Footsteps, so you can trace this in your own life, you start realizing, wow, there really is like order and orchestration going around here. I'm not alone. The universe does have my back. It is trying to get me to my highest good. And when you start realizing that, that's when all of a sudden your faith in today and in tomorrow is stronger. The next time something happens to you and you think, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing that could have happened, you'll remember, I've been through situations before and I've always been led out of it to something better. And so you can just literally deal with your life now and your faith in the future so much with so much more positivity and faith than you had before. So synchronicity to me is just, it's literally, that's why I call the book Magical Moments Every Day. It's just magic that's happening around us all the time. We just have to tune into it.
I love it. I so believe it because I can look back now, like you said, and see the breadcrumbs.
Yes.
And I giggle because I'm like, I'll share what I say to my clients. How many times have you been down on your knees thinking it's the worst experience of your life, only to move through it and 5 years later be able to look at that experience and see the truth is you were being rerouted, redirected, or supported to make the change that was needed in your life, even though you couldn't see it at the time.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah. And that to me is one of the biggest things with synchronicity is that, you know, I find it shows up in a few different ways, but the biggest one I think is guiding and directing us which way to go. And we just don't realize it. We just sort of are going through life and we're not present to it and we're not realizing how miraculous it actually is.
So true. For about, I don't know, got to be 2 decades. I've changed the name over the years, but I'd say the last 10 years, I have other journals, but I have a journal and it's Divine Signs and Sacred Support. Mm. And the only thing I write in there is, you know, those moments like when you're deep in thought trying to make a decision, right? And I'm walking through the woods and there's a feather, like in the middle of the woods. And I'm like, come on my path. And I'm like, thank you, Divine. Because I know that what I was thinking about at that time, it was saying, this is the one, Lynn. This is your yes.
Yeah.
Like those little things, and like you said, and you mentioned so many examples in the book, not being sure of which way to go and then hearing a song or hearing someone say something that's not even in conversation with you. And you're like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Right. So, but I like, I call it soul giggles. It's one of the hashtags I use. And it's like, thank you, Divine. Thank you. Like, and I also believe, like you do, acknowledging it.
Yes.
I say it out loud. I say, thank you, angels. Thank you, Divine.
Oh, 100%. Yes. To your, whether it's a loved one, whether it's like you said, you know, you just notice something and you're like, okay, somebody is guiding me, somebody is directing me. It's so important to acknowledge it and to accept it and not to question it or talk yourself out of it, because then you're just blocking the flow of more.
That's a really good insight too, because I notice so many people, they don't realize they're seeing signs because they automatically go into ego mind. Like, that can't be real. Well, that's so stupid. Why am I going to listen to that? You know, because they go into that logical instead of saying, and opening to possibility, they immediately go into doubting what they're receiving or seeing, whether it's from a loved one or anything. Then I think that's based on fear too.
Yes, totally. And it's crazy because, and I say in the book, it's not like anybody's going to come after you if you decide that you are going to take a sign from a loved one. If you hear a loved one's name, you know, or there's crazier stories than just something like that. And what we do is we call our friends and we say, oh, you're this craziest thing happened. You're not going to believe this. This is nuts. And then you tell them the story and they're like, oh, that is weird. Maybe that was your mother. But you're not like, you don't take it, right? You question it. You need validation from other people. And it happens. I have friends and family still call me and they'll say to me, Tammy, the craziest thing happened. And they'll tell me the story and they want me to tell them like, yes, it's okay to accept it. And that's why I just tell people like, listen, I'm giving you my permission right now. Accept what is coming to you. And if you question it, if you're still sort of like, I don't know, what if I'm looking into something that's not there? Then you just ask for another sign. Just ask them for another one. And then when that one comes, promise that you're going to take it.
Exactly. And there's something that you said earlier too, about the connection with the other side and about timing, and that, you know, some people believe they have to be there, you know, that the loved one has to have been passed over for, you know, on the other side for a while. Just want to share a quick story that it was one of those pivotal moments 22 years ago. So I was on the spiritual path, but about that, you know, that part about the other side. So my daughter was 15. We were coming back from a cross country trip. I said to my honey, which I never should have because I'm not a good night driver, I said, why don't you get some sleep? We had been gone a month. We were trying to do that last, you know, that last stretch home.
Yes.
And I said, babe, get in the back, go to sleep. I will take the truck. It was a big Ford F-350 and I'll drive. So behind the driver's seat was a full seat. And then there were this little sliding windows just to give you a visual how far away he was from me. He was in the back sleeping with my daughter, you know, in the back part with the bed and all that. Tammy, I started to fall asleep at the wheel. Of course, I didn't know that at the moment. I remember doing, I'll just keep one eye open.
Yes.
All I remember is suddenly, I get goosebumps telling this, a strong, firmest hand ever in my life grabbed my shoulder and said, Linda, I guess I woke up. I grabbed the wheel. I was across the center median heading into oncoming traffic. It was 2 a.m. There was no traffic. Oh. But in that moment that I woke up, I jerked the wheel too hard, you know, because I'm shocked.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I rammed my honey and my daughter into the side of the truck. Mm-hmm. So my adrenaline's going. I'm actually rubbing my shoulder like, and he opens a little slider and said, I won't tell you what he said, but pull the blah, blah, blah over.
Right.
So all I kept doing, Tammy, was rubbing my shoulder. I could feel every finger still on me.
Wow.
Thick, big hand and finger. So he's, you know, I calm down. He calms down. My daughter's wide awake. Says, I won't sleep the rest of this trip. We get home. I'm going to cry. We get home and I kept saying to him, my God, Danes, after we come down, I said, something grabbed me. Someone grabbed me. I can still, and I kept pulling down my shirt to see if I could see the bruise in the fingers. We get home, we're exhausted. We hit the answering machine. We are unpacking. And the call said, Dana, I am so sorry. Jeff passed at 1 o'clock last night. I almost flipped the truck at 2 o'clock. Well, let me share this one thing with you.
Oh, I just got
he was a blacksmith. He was fighting lung cancer, but he was doing well. He was building a house. He wasn't expected to die, and then he was gone. But Tammy, here's the thing, and I want our listeners. He was a blacksmith. He used to love taking his huge hands and putting them on my face because he could cover my face. He was a mountain of a man.
Oh, wow.
And I just said to Dana, I know that was Jeff. Mm. He saved us. Now, he was only gone an hour. He was transitioning.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to say. And multiple times, and this man, I got to say, big blacksmith, he believed in angels. He believed in the life on the other side. He believed in signs. He would have deep conversations with us because he had faced death. He had cancer 3 times at 40 by 40. So we had deep conversations. And he knew that I was open. He also saved our lives, don't get me wrong. But since then, he's communicated through me to Dana. Mm-hmm. Little signs, right? So I wanted to share that story because he was in the midst of transitioning. He was only gone an hour. They are there to support us. They are there to guide us and protect us. That was the moment, similar to yours with your mom in the medium. That was on my moment when I said, oh my God, they are all around us. They are here for us. Mm-hmm. We just have to open up and be able to receive.
Yes, 100%. And whether it's as dramatic as that or just, you know,
hearing baby signs. Yes.
Yes, because it's, and here's the biggest thing. Once you start accepting them, once you start saying, okay, I know that was my mother. Or, okay, I know, I believe that, you know, I've seen the name of this book 4 times in the past 3 weeks. I should probably get this book. Once you start sort of grasping it and believing it, I cannot even tell you the floodgates will open up and you will get so much more and it will floor you.
Oh, I have found that to be true in my life, Tammy. Yeah. We're gonna jump to another break. When we come back, I know you teach people to not only directly ask for a sign, but to assign one. And I can't wait to dive into that topic.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm with Tammy Mastroberte. And you can learn more at TammyMastroberte.com. And please be sure to grab a copy of her new book, The Universe is Talking to You. You can thank me later for that recommendation. I'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you designing your life or living by default? Discover your soul's unique human design and be empowered to live the life you were meant for. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive transformational coach, and compassionate transformer, helps women like you peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can create the life of their dreams. Nancy knows firsthand that anything is possible. She divinely designed her life and went from receptionist to company VP and on to founder and CEO of her own multi-7-figure firm, Nancy has been developing and coaching people for over 25 years and is passionate about helping them understand their divine design, embrace who they are, and live their best life. Schedule your complimentary call today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. Thanks for being here today with me. So, Cammie, let's talk about that, because as you said, you teach people to not only directly ask for a sign, but to assign one. Yeah. Why is that, and how does it work?
Okay. So this is my favorite thing to talk about. So because every time I release a video on it or teach a class, I get flooded with people going, oh, this works. Like, I can't believe it worked. So here's the thing, because there are so many people, especially those who are maybe new to understanding signs or new to opening themselves up to communication from loved ones, or because there's so many people who I'll meet who say, I've never heard from so-and-so, or I don't get signs. And I always say, they're coming, you're just not seeing them. Like, I promise you, your loved one is communicating. So because I've gotten so many people who have said that to me, and it is hard when you're not used to opening yourself up or accepting the things that come in, it's hard to jump into it. So what I say about the assign, which I'll tell you what it is it sort of jump starts the process for you. So years ago, I had interviewed a medium, and it was actually Rebecca Rosen. And she told me the story of her husband, who uses the number, I believe it was 144, which is his birth date. I think it was like December 12th or something, and he multiplied it. And so he basically told his family members and angels, you know, if you want to communicate with me, use this number. And so he would see the number on receipts, and he would see the number in all these different places. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that's so smart. And then all of a sudden it hit me, and I was like, Tammy, this is why you get signs. Because when my mother would use her name was Marianne, I would get the sign and I would go, oh, hi, mom. And she would say, oh, she got that. I'm going to use my name again. Or she would use her birth date or a certain song on the radio. And I'd go, oh my gosh, I know that's my mother talking to me, you know, what have you. And so inadvertently, I was assigning her signs, right? I was getting the sign. I was saying, hey, I got it. And then she would continue using it. And I would, you know, she uses her birth date. It's been 20 something years. The woman still uses her birth date. So I thought, I've actually been doing this and didn't know I was doing it. This is, people have to actively, consciously do it instead of just me doing it and not knowing that's what I was doing. So basically what I tell people is, if you want to jumpstart this, if you want to be amazed at how quickly your loved ones will respond, and you can do this with loved ones, with angels, if you're on a healing path, assign to Archangel Raphael. If you want, if you're connected to Archangel Michael and want to know you're protected, assign to Archangel Michael. I work with the Blessed Mother a lot. I've assigned a sign to her. So basically what I say is, and in the book, there's sort of a whole exercise in prayer, but anybody can do this right now. All you have to do is pick a person you'd like to communicate with, a loved one, an angel, whomever. You can even assign a sign to like your team of guides. And then say, you know, pick a sign. So a flower, a type of animal, a number, your birth date, their name, whatever you want to pick. And just sort of say a prayer and call them in, whoever it is, and say, listen, I know I haven't been, I'm sure you've been sending me signs. This chick Tammy says you're sending me signs. And I'm ready to believe it. I'm ready to communicate. So I know I haven't been getting them in the past, but I'd like to try this. Can you please use the sign of whatever the sign is that you pick? It could be a rose, it could be a squirrel, it could be anything that you want, a butterfly. Can you use this sign and you know, maybe if you can do it within like 48 to 72 hours, believe me when I tell you people have gotten it within an hour. Can you please use this sign? I promise, although I haven't been getting them in the past, I promise to recognize it and accept it. Help me to recognize it and accept it. And I promise I'll get it. I will say yes to it when it arrives. And then you let it go and then you wait. And I guarantee you it will come. Some people who do this literally with, sometimes they'll say, I got three signs within 24 hours. I can't believe it. It just kept popping up. But also don't give up. If it's not 48 to 72 hours, just say, hey, still waiting for that sign. I promise I'm being open to it. I guarantee you it will come. And then when you get that, now you're off and running because you're like, okay, this works. What else are you sending to me? You know, how else are you communicating with me? How else can we open up these lines of communication?
I love it. And it's like a fun treasure hunt.
Yes.
It's like staying, staying open and aligned. And I have a question. The signs don't have to just be from someone that passed over. It could be the angels, the divine support team, correct?
Oh, 100%. I always said, when I say the universe, that's sort of spirit as a whole, right?
Yes.
But also underneath that is your angels, your guides, your loved ones who have passed on. Anybody individually that you are devoted to or work with. There's so many people who are devoted to certain angels or certain saints from the Catholic faith or whatever, you know, whatever your background is. Everybody is communicating with you.
And that is like, to me, when you're open to seeing the signs, the more you say you validate them when they come, the more often they come.
100%. It's like all of a sudden you're like, this is crazy. I can't believe I've been living my life without being aware of this, without tuning into this, because everything changes once you learn how to recognize it and tune into it.
Yeah. And that's the power, right? That's where we find the power to know, the inner power to say, we're always divinely supported.
Yes.
And it's like, it feels so much better than walking through life, yeah, feeling alone and defeated as I did for my first probably 30 years. I'm going to be 60. And this is such a lighter, more fulfilling way to go through life. And to teach the next generation just gets me so excited. I have a grandchild that's going to be 21. He's wide open. In fact, when his mom passed when he was 16, which was sudden and unexpected, he got signs all the time. How often do you get to see an eagle, right?
Yes.
But that was her favorite thing. She had a little tattoo. She had this prayer that mentions an eagle. We are at her site, you know, the day of her funeral, and the eagle is circling over.
Oh,
and
wow.
Everybody was blown away, one, because they were getting to see an eagle, but two, he's like, I knew she would talk to me. I knew it. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, he's down on our beach. We have a private beach here at the house. He's with his friends, just, you know, in the grieving process. And a song his mother used to play by Miley Cyrus. I don't know the name, but it's about climbing mountains and overcoming stuff.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it suddenly came on. And he's like, who put that on? And one of the girls said, I'm not even near my iPod. And it started playing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should have saw all the kids. He was just turned 16. All of them dead quiet. He comes running to get me. He goes, Mom turned on her iPod or whatever the heck that thing was.
Yes.
It's happened to him numerous times with that song. So I said, baby, she's always around you. Mm-hmm. And that gave him such peace. And now, of course, 5 years later, it's a game. He plays, he talks to her. Her birthday was the other day. And I just love that they're there to love and support us and help us navigate life when we're open to it. I'm so grateful he was open to it.
Yes, yes. And we can teach our children to be open to it. You know, my stepson is, there's crystals all over this house, and he's always like, oh, you love crystals, and he'll hold them and he'll meditate, you know, like.
How old is he?
He's 9.
So he's my granddaughter's age. She'll be 10 in December, and she has a crystal collection, and that child can memorize the names of crystals. I don't know how she does it. I can't remember my phone number.
That's fantastic.
Oh yeah, she just loves them. And in fact, we just went shopping at a crystal store, and she goes, "I must find fluorite." So I'm like, wow. Okay. Oh yeah, you should see the one she has. But that's what I want to be normal for children.
Yes.
I want them to grow up knowing that they have their own inner wisdom. They have connection to the divine. So what a blessing for children to grow up with that kind of knowledge, right? Compared to how many of us grew up that we didn't discover it until 20s, 30s, 40s, or maybe 60.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I wrote the book, because I feel like, and I think I even said it in the book, like, it's not your fault that you don't know how to do this, because nobody teaches us how to do this, right? Nobody, there's no lessons or great, you know, there's math, like you said, and algebra and all that stuff, but there's nothing about learning how that we can communicate with, and we have this amazing support system. We're never alone. And if we can learn how to communicate with it, everything in life gets easier and happier and more joyful.
Oh, 100%, I agree. And Tammy, we're gonna take our last break. When we come back in the last segment, I'd like to go over your five-step process to ignite the flow of synchronicities and signs in our lives. And can't wait. So we'll be back in a moment, everyone. I'm with Tammy Mastroverde of TammyMastroverde.com, author of The Universe is Talking to You. Tap into signs and synchronicity to reveal magical moments every day. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Do you feel overwhelmed and unsure about what steps to take to find peace, joy, and purpose in your life? Chris Groth is a spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, and co-author of several best-selling books. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing, and restore balance to the body, heart, mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in the energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgroth.com. That's Chris with a K and G-R-O-T-H.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am excited to be here today with the Amazon bestselling author, Tammy Mastroberti, and we're talking about signs and synchronicity. So in this last segment, Tammy, I'd love for you to share your five-step process to help our listeners ignite the flow of synchronicities and signs in their lives.
Yes. So basically everything, by the way, that I teach, you might hear five steps and you think, oh my gosh, but it's all very simple and easy and doable and practical. So I'll just go through sort of the five steps that I teach. The first one is setting your intention, which I just sort of went over with that assign a sign exercise, where you literally will tell the, you know, your loved one or your angel, listen, it is my intention to start receiving these signs. I actually have in the book, I have a morning prayer that so many people use every morning. And I have you say, you know, you're calling in your angels, you call in your guides, and you say, please help me, please open my heart and mind and soul to the signs and synchronicities that you're sending. Help me recognize and understand them when they arrive. So just setting your intention to say, you know what, right in this moment, I haven't been getting signs, or maybe I haven't been paying attention, or maybe I've even been questioning them. At this point moving forward, I am going to change that. And you're telling the universe that, and you're telling your angels and guides, and you're also telling your conscious mind, we are shifting, and we are shifting now, and we're gonna change things. So I talked about Wayne Dyer and the power of intention, and intention and focus is what directs the universe, right? So you're literally directing yourself and the universe to say, I'm open, let's go, let's party. I'm going to do this now. I'm going to start paying attention. The second step is, again, we've been talking about saying yes to the signs, saying yes when they come. I know that's so hard for people sometimes who maybe tend to question things, or maybe are newer to this, although I'm sure your audience is probably very open to it. But even if you're open to it, we all have this sort of innate tendency to question, like, was that really it? I don't know. Could I be reading into it? I'm not sure. No, I promise you, especially when it comes from a loved one, you're going to have to move forward and say, I'm going to just accept it. And if I really, really, really am not sure, I'm just going to accept it and then ask for another one. I'm just going to say, okay, I'll accept that that was you, but can you just send me one more sign so that I know for sure? That's still saying yes, which will open up the flow of signs. And then the third, really the third and fourth steps together kind of go together. And that is how to start noticing the signs and then capturing them. So the easiest thing I can tell you in terms of noticing the signs, there's two things. Number one, if something, especially when we're talking about synchronicity, if something is repeating in your life over and over again, the name of a book, the name of a doctor, a concept like juicing or yoga or meditation or a class or whatever it might be, if you see something repeating over and over and over, that is the universe trying to grab your attention. The second thing to help you start noticing is, and again, I kind of talked about this, where you either hear yourself or someone else saying things like, oh my gosh, the weirdest thing happened today, or you're not going to believe this. This is crazy, but this is so strange. Let me tell you what happened to me. Or, oh my gosh, I just was looking for this and here's the answer. When you hear yourself or someone else saying things like that, stop and say, okay, there's something going on here. Somebody's guiding me. Somebody is directing me. So just paying attention to the repetition and when you find yourself or someone else saying that. And then capturing is so important. And I will tell you why. I actually encourage people to create a signs and synchronicity nighttime journal. And in The Universe is Talking to You, I actually have five questions that I call replay your day. And the reason I want you to start capturing it is because it's easy to forget, but also I want you to start knowing, oh, okay, my mother uses her name. My father uses the smell of pipe smoke. My Archangel Michael, I gave him this sign and he used it. And I want you to start tracking that. But I also want you to look for the synchronicities. And I have those questions where you can ask yourself, you know, go replay your day, go through your day and start looking at What are some of the things that might have happened? Because that is how you will start connecting the dots toward the future. So let's say you keep your journal and every night you ask yourself those questions, and then you go back in a month and you look, you will notice synchronicities that you did not notice before because you're tracking it. So that's the capture piece. And then the last piece of the whole five-step process or piece of the puzzle really is watching and protecting your vibration. So reaching that higher vibration, because our loved ones and the angels even more so are at such a higher vibration than this dense physical world that we live in as human beings. And if you talk to any medium or any psychic, they will, especially medium, they will all tell you, I have to consciously raise my vibration. And then those on the other side have to consciously lower their vibration so that we can meet in the middle and connect. So the higher your vibration is, the more you're connected to joy, the more you are grounded, the more you are feeling good, the more you are in gratitude. And there's so many other things that you can do to sort of daily keep your vibration up. The more you can do that, the more you will notice the things that are happening around you. The more you'll see them, the more you'll recognize them. Whereas if you're at that lower vibration, sometimes, you know, if we're in our heads or we're sad or anxious, you know, you're not in the present moment and it's very hard to see them. So just little, I always teach different little things you can do throughout the day to just keep your vibes up so that you are more likely to see those communications coming through.
Oh, I agree. That is so important. And I know how my life changed as I focused on my own energy and where I was on the scale. We can't attract, or in this case, connect with higher vibration energy if we're below the fold, I like to say.
Yes.
And so I tell my clients, and it's been my own experience, it doesn't matter if you have to recalibrate 100 times a day. All that matters is that you do.
100%. Exactly. Because the more that you do, the more you're going to get good at recognizing when you are out of alignment.
Yes.
And then you keep bringing yourself back and bringing yourself back. And I tell people that all the time, like the same thing. I'm like, listen, if you have to do it once an hour, if you have to do it every 15 minutes, like just keep doing it. And eventually it'll go longer and longer and longer. And you'll realize I'm holding this vibration for longer periods of time.
Yeah, one of the things that I had to learn many years ago is coming to that moment of awareness, because what I like to share even with my grandson who's at that age, I say, listen, the moment you become aware of something, whether it's where your energy is or a habit or a belief, the moment you become aware is the moment you have a choice. That's empowering to me. Because the moment you become aware, it's a personal choice. I'm going to stay in this bullshit energy or I'm going to change it. But that you can't change the truth that awareness is giving you that moment of what will you choose?
Yes. Yes.
So that's why recalibration, I do a Mindset Mojo Soul Camp. It's a free thing I do in my Inspiration Lounge Facebook group. And one of the exercises everyone loves, and I always make sure I do it during my soul camps, is an awareness recalibration and how to check in. I don't care if it's hourly, and I give them a spread. It's a little worksheet and process. And I'm like, the more you do that, the more you will train your awareness. So now instead of sitting in the muck for days, yeah, you might be able to get out of it in moments.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said throughout the book, your vibration is what allows flow.
Yes.
I'm paraphrasing your work, but right, you and I believe in so much of the same, but you also, a lot of our life journey has, you know, unfolded quite similar. Mm-hmm. So I just want to invite everyone, because I'll tell you, I could keep going with Tammy for hours on this topic, and I just noticed the time, but I want to invite everyone, give yourself this gift. Order, the universe is talking to you. It is filled with exercises and supportive guidance. She gives you not only the stories, but also the substance to help you tap in and connect with the signs and synchronicities in your life, because they are all around you, whether you're seeing them or not. So grab the universe is talking to you. Visit Tammy at TammyMastroBerte.com. And Tammy, my friend, I want to thank you. I am so glad that we were able to come together today.
Yes, me too. It's been so wonderful. And I know your work is amazing out there. And I'm just thrilled to be able to actually connect with you.
I am too, my friend. And I'm sure we're going to do more together.
Yes.
Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.